Social media etiquette. I did a written blog on this a while back. I'm going to do a video recording on the same topic. There are a lot of people out there that love to fight, man. They love to fight. They love to pick on each other. They love to be mean to each other. A lot of negative, mean, hateful, spirited stuff going on out there in social media. Here's what I find most fascinating about that. I can go right down here to the tavern in my little town and have a cold beer where there will be maybe 50 or 60 strangers sitting around. And nobody's doing that to each other. Everybody's friendly, everybody's nodding, chatting, visiting strangers, not just people that know each other. Everybody's just having a good time, treating each other with respect. Now, maybe at 2 a.m. when the drunks take over, then there's a fight. But for the most part, when you go to a restaurant or you go to the tavern or you go to the grocery store or whatever, 99% of the people you come across, polite, respectful, nice to each other, most of the time, right? Go on social media, it's like 75% of the people are just spewing out poison. Why is that? Why is that? Why? Why do some of you on social media just, it's like you just can't wait. You just get on there. It's like, I'm just going to find something I disagree with. I'm gonna comment on that. I'm gonna tell Johnny what I think. Meanwhile, you would never do that in person. If you saw Johnny down at the tavern and Johnny, I don't know, brought up whatever topic, you would just be like, oh, that's an interesting perspective. You'd probably just like be nice or whatever. Like you wouldn't say mean, hateful things. But for whatever reason, a lot of us have turned into cowards. And you hide behind social media and you say terrible, mean things to people that you don't even know. Sometimes you say it to people you do know, but you would never say it to their face because you're too scared. Afraid you might get punched in the face. What's my point? Here's my point. Okay, here's my point. I think social media in general has, I think it's actually been bad for society. Now, I'm saying that knowing that I've used social media for the company's benefit, Riderflex. Like I'm on social media all the time. We use it for marketing. So it can be a good thing for businesses and people and things. It can be a positive thing, sharing of information, learning, things like that. But overall, like if I had to grade it overall, I think it might have been a bad thing for us as human beings overall. Like if you really weighed it out, because it's just created this atmosphere where everybody just looks for fights all the time and super negative. It wasn't supposed to be like that. I seriously doubt that Facebook and Twitter and all these places, I really don't believe these people created these companies with this intention of creating an atmosphere where everybody just hates on each other all the time. That's not what it was created for, but that's what we've turned it into. It really isn't supposed to be that way. So when you're on social media, I encourage all of us to just look for the positive, man. Compliment each other. Show some love. Give some praise. Do some recognition. Like just behave the same way you would if you went down to the tavern at 5:30 to have a cold one after work and visit with people. Just behave like that. Or just like you would in church or whatever your thing is, right? There's a good one, by the way. I could do a whole nother separate episode on that. Religious folks who go to church 3 times a week, but then they get on social media and they're mean to people. Just behave on social media like you would in person. That's my Riderflex tip of the day.